Hi everyone, today we are reading from Micah chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. Do not preach, thus they preach. One should not preach of such things. Disgrace will not overtake us. Should this be said, O house of Jacob? Has the Lord grown impatient? Are these his deeds? Do not my words do good to him who walks uprightly? But lately my people have risen up as an enemy. You strip the rich robe from those who pass by trustingly with no thought of war. The women of my people you drive out from their delightful houses, and from their young children you take away my splendor forever. Arise and go, for this is no place to rest, because of uncleanness that destroys with a grievous destruction. If a man should go about and utter wind and lies, saying, I will preach to you of wine and strong drink, he would be the preacher for this people. So in this passage, I think one of the best like idioms that describes what's going on here is having your head in the sand, right? Now that's like a phrase that people use. And the idea of putting your head in the sand is to like, you put your head down and you just pretend like nothing is happening. There's no problems going on. There's nothing happening, even though really it's just an avoidance kind of thing, right? And the idea of putting your head in the sand is that doom is coming. There's problems that are about to happen, but you just pretend like everything is okay. And I bring that up because that's what Micah, or God through Micah, is bringing up here in Micah 2. In verse 6, it says, do not preach, thus they preach. One should not preach of such things. Disgrace will not overtake us. These are in quotes. And we get this like idea here that people are saying, we shouldn't talk about this doom. There's no judgment. There's no disgrace. Nothing is going to happen. Disgrace will not overtake us. We get the same kind of sentiment in some of the other books in the Old Testament, other prophets, because other prophets and leaders in Israel were saying this at that time. They're saying, don't listen to Micah. Don't listen to Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah. Don't listen to these guys. We shouldn't preach that stuff. That's not happening. And then verse 7 here, is God rhetorically speaking to his people. Should this be said, O house of Jacob? And has the Lord grown impatient? Are these his deeds? Do not my words do good to him who walks uprightly? These are rhetorical. And the reason that God is saying this is that people were likely responding to these messages of gloom and doom from Micah with these kind of retorts, saying, has the Lord grown impatient? The idea here is that, like, isn't God a God of patience? Isn't he patient with us? Like, do not my words do good to him who walks uprightly? Isn't God, they're saying, it's like, how could our good God do this to us, right? Like, this can't be his work. That, like, God, how could God be anything but good to us? Because we're, you know, his people. And God's response is in verse 8. He says, lately, my people have risen up as an enemy. That's what he says. He's saying, no, you are not walking uprightly. You are not walking in line with my will. And more than that, you're my enemy. These people, God didn't make them his enemy. They were straying from God, but not just straying from God. They're opposing God. One, by how they are rejecting this word, but also what God brings up is injustice, right? They're stealing from others, taking from others, driving women out of their homes and taking away their young children. He's accusing them of injustice and of hurting others. And so that's why he reiterates here in verse 10, arise and go. This is no place to rest because of the uncleanness, because of the sin that destroys with this generation. God is telling them, you are deserving of the wrath that is coming. And to top it all off, in verse 11, he talks about how if someone were to go to these people and preach to them of wine and strong drink, he would be the preacher for this people. What God is saying here, sort of sarcastically almost, but like also like just really negatively, is that these people would rather have a preacher who lies to them and tells them that, you know what, it's good to live in indulgence and in luxury. And God is saying that that's what these people would rather hear. They'd rather hear from someone who preaches lies like that than to actually hear the truth of God. This is kind of frightening stuff, but I want us to think here. Think about the people that God is accusing them. Like, think of how he's accusing them. He's saying they don't want to hear bad news. They're pretending like it's not happening. They don't want to think about changing. They prefer to live in luxury, indulgence, perhaps even at the expense of others. And they would rather hear from people who tell them what they want to hear. This should sound kind of familiar to us, because that sounds a lot like our generation, this society, this people, the nation that we are living in. Because, you know, people would rather put their head in the sand. They don't want to think about having to change or do something for the sake of others. We would rather live comfortably, if not in luxury, in indulgence. And we don't want to hear people tell us that we're wrong, or that we need to change or transform, or that that like God's judgment will be coming. We don't like to hear those things. And we need to be careful as followers of Jesus to not let that come to our hearts as well. The desire to live in comfort, luxury, indulgence, that's a temptation for all of us, especially in this nation, because we just have so much, even in light of a global pandemic and a global recession that's happening, people in unemployment. Even with that, we all still have our smartphones and our luxuries, and we still like to eat out, all that kind of stuff, right? We have all those things, and it's very easy for us to put our head in the sand if someone tells us we have to change, or that we're not doing, we're not acting in line with God's will. It's easy to just do that. And so we need to heed this warning. We need to be careful, and we need to be careful to surrender our hearts to Jesus and say, Jesus, you are the most important thing to me, and I will be willing to lay down my comfort, my indulgence, my sin to follow you. We need to be careful to listen to God. Let's pray for our hearts this day. It's easy to put our head in the sand with a lot of different things. Let's strive to listen, pay attention, and to hear what God has to say. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you for this word. It's a difficult one, but we recognize at our hearts that we need it. So help us, God. Forgive us for the ways that we desire to live in comfort and indulgence and luxury, and help us to live for you, to desire to hear from you, to hear from your word, to hear the greatness of who you are in our lives. Help us, God. Move in our hearts, Lord. In your name we pray.